Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Mama from a jail cell, and who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you,
sweetie? Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you?
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. Passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, hello, I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? Over 10 years later, we are still going strong. Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is. WeTalkRadio.com. Yes, we're back. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. So excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines. Man, we're back live.
We are back live.
Yeah, we're back in the building, back in the studio on tonight. I want to thank all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. We want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, that's coming in on the network on tonight. You have the E-Man After Show.
Uh-huh.
Man, we just jumped off the Man to the Mentor Show. And we want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the E-Man After Show on tonight. Mandy is in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Happy Sunday to everyone.
Man, Jesus, hot outside.
It is hot. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Someone told me today, they said, Mandy, this is a different type of heat.
Yeah. Sarah Jakes Roberts said today, she said, hell is practicing outside right now.
Something.
Yes, but boy, let me tell you. Woo. It's about, what is degrees now? It's 100 degrees on my computer right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 110. It got up to 110 today.
I'm telling you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming in on the phone lines. It's coming in on the network. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, I tell you, it's hell hot outside. In other words, it's hot as hell outside.
It is hot.
If you flip it. You know what I'm saying?
It's hot.
Yes. Well, welcome back to the We Talk Radio Network. We're back up and running. I want to thank all of you guys that's joining us on tonight. We was out last Sunday night. Why? Because they was revamping and working on the network.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank all you guys that went back and listened to the Rewind show that we put out there last night. Well, you got us back live. We are live. We are live. We are live in the building on tonight. We are on the E-Man After Show. Man is in the building. E-Man is in the building.
Uh-huh.
We want to appreciate you guys that's coming in on tonight. Why? Because we have a great conversation that we're getting ready to finish up on tonight, Mandy.
Yes, we do, E-Man.
Yes, and so the last that we was here, I think the last we were here, we did Bible study, right?
We did.
I want to thank all of you guys. I want to thank Pastor Jeremy Glenn from Soar Church. He stopped by at the first of the month, and we ended up doing the Bible study, right?
We did.
Yes. We did Bible study with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Did an awesome teaching, man, I tell you. He came from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, what was that, verse 14?
Yes,
I think his title was If My People, something like that, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, If My People. If My People who are called by my name will humble themselves and yeah. His title was If My People. Thank you, Pastor Jeremy Glenn, for that great teaching.
Such an awesome teaching.
Yes, you can always go back to the network and check out the, because them Bible studies is getting gooder and gooder.
They are.
Yeah, we got a few more months left and a few more pastors. We're going to finish up this year with Bible study. Yeah, so that's just a little recap of what we do over here on the E-Man After Show. And then tonight at 9:35, we have a encouragement for the soul by Fred Bell.
We do.
Yeah, we want to encourage all of y'all hearts through that segment on tonight. We want to appreciate Dr. Fred Bell. He's a young man that I had the opportunity to get to meet, and just a fine young man, a fine brother. And boy, he's been encouraging our hearts all year long.
Yes, he has been.
Mm-hmm. We want to appreciate him. We want to thank you guys. We see the phone line is beginning to light up. Yeah, we're back live. Those of you over in the network, we're back live on tonight. We were out last Sunday night because they were revamping the network and doing some great things on the network. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in. By the way, of the network, the time ticker is going off and the phone lines are beginning to light up. Come on in. Come on in. We're giving you a moment to come in because we got a great conversation. We got a disruptive conversation part two on tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yes, man. We have Dr. Emmanuel back with us on tonight.
Yes, we have Mr. Emmanuel Hepzibah.
He said, please don't call me. You listen.
Yeah.
All this information and knowledge he's dropping. He's Dr. Apostle Bishop.
He is dropping a lot of knowledge, and we do have Mr. Emmanuel Hepzibah on tonight.
Yes.
And you know, we're anticipating a conversation.
Yeah.
There's some topics, man, that we definitely want to tap into
right.
on tonight that we did not get into the last time he was on the show.
Yeah.
And so tonight we just plan on taking off and just really giving him the floor so he can explain, you know, some topics, some things that we want to talk about and some things that we want to hear about.
Right. Because I think it's very important that we you know, have these kind of conversations, because you know, as you said on the last show, wealth is not knowledge is wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And we know knowledge is power, and a lot of us, you know, when we're looking for justice, and because you know we get a lot of injustice, but when we're trying to fight for our rights and fight for our people and fight for what's ours,
right?
You know, we have to know how to fight. We have to know how to go in and maneuver it,
mm-hmm.
and get what's ours. And a lot of times it's the system that we're fighting, and a lot of us have learned how to fight the system because the system have been, you know, been what a word I want to use, really been kind of screwed up for people that look like me and you.
Right. And then also the education factor, you know, not being educated, you know, about certain information that we should know that would help us when we go to fight, you know, where mm-hmm. we can speak and we can properly articulate what it is that we're trying to say and trying to explain. So just knowing the background and knowing the history is very important. So I'm really excited about Mr. Emmanuel Hepzibah coming on tonight, because we want to get into some history tonight and get understanding of exactly what has taken place in our history, especially here in Dallas, Texas. For those of you that are listening on the phone line and on the network, we are located in Dallas, Texas. This is where we air the E-Man After Show. And tonight, Mr. Hepzibah,
mm-hmm.
he's going to help us understand some things that has taken place here in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, and so we want to thank all you guys that's coming on the phone lines. You're back on We Talk Radio Network. We're back up and running strong. Let me go ahead and do this disclaimer. All of you guys that is trying to call in that has, Metro by T-Mobile?
Mm-hmm.
Metro by T-Mobile didn't renew their contract with Blog Talk, which Blog Talk is part of We Talk. And they didn't renew their contract. So if you're trying to call in and can't get in, if you're using Metro by T-Mobile, I think they say you got to pay like $2 or $3 or something like that to get that number.
Mm.
But those you got T-Mobile and all those other providers, you're able to get right in. I can't tell because it seems like the phone lines just light up every Sunday night. I don't know.
So many people are listening to the E-Man After Show on Sunday night.
Yes, this has just been a great marketing, and we want to appreciate all of you that's around the globe. Allow you guys to come in, because we're in different time zones. We're heard all around the globe. The numbers are looking great. We want to thank all of you that follow us. Shout out to the founder and owner, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia D.
We want to shout out to you, Miss Kia D. Thank you for allowing us to sit here where our voices can be heard, because we need to tell our story.
Right.
You know, and we started out in part one of this disruptive conversation.
Mm-hmm.
For us to understand who we are, because I like Mr. Hepzibah as he was sharing, you know, about his name, understanding what his name means, going all the way back to his lineage.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times we, you know, we talk about it from a spiritual confrontation, you know, conversation too, just as well, because your name is significant.
Right.
And when you don't know your real name and what your name mean and where you come from, you really miss the conversation because you're going off of what you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And so since, you know, Carter G. Wilson did say it the best, he said the miseducated Negro always leads you astray.
Right.
And so we done been miseducated in Christianity. We done been miseducated in the school systems because there's people say it's not a such thing as white theology. That's a big lie.
What are you going to say?
white theology.
I know that. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people. It's white theology. Cause why? Because they don't want you to tell a real history of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And if you don't know, if you don't understand the lineage of Jesus, you know, and you say you serving him,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was talking to a brother. A brother has to listen to a Dr. Emmanuel on the first show.
Uh-huh.
And we getting ready to bring Dr. Emmanuel in because we want to have a long conversation on tonight.
Yes.
And this brother said, man, well, I heard the E-Man after show. That was an interesting conversation.
Uh-huh.
But he did share with me he enjoyed the conversation, he said, because it's going to make me really, really start back reading and studying like I should. I said, yeah, you as a black man and you yet to be in the United States, you should.
Yeah, and I like mm-hmm. the fact that, and I like that, right? Because mm-hmm. here's the key. A mm-hmm. lot of us, we due to the intimidation of maybe not knowing or be privy to certain things, we shy away, Eman.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we shy away and we're not willing to have conversations, but when you know who you are, and when you believe what you believe, regardless of what the conversation is, you're able to have a conversation. I understand not wanting to get involved in confrontation,
right?
I get that part of it, but to just really have a healthy conversation,
yeah.
I feel like it's okay. I feel like that, for example, on last week, 2 weeks ago when we had Mr. Hepzibah on,
mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody's stance was pretty much clear
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day,
yeah, for sure.
but we had a mutual respect
at
the end of the day, and that's what it takes, man. It takes respect.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, when we having these kind of conversations, you got to be open to it because, you know, it's just, I don't know what it is about our people, and as the young man was sharing with me, Mandy, he was really talking about trying to understand. He said, you know, even Mr. E-Man, he said, you came out right out and asked, you know, why was it important that we need to know Jesus was a black man?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, because it's very important to, mm-hmm. for you to know if you're going to serve him, his lineage. Because a lot of people don't know he had brothers. They don't know who his half-brother was. When you start talking about Jane and Jude,
mm-hmm.
Jude was the half-brother of Jesus.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, James and Jude had the same mother, but a different daddies. But they was the brother of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But I don't know if I was, if I was
honest,
Jesus' brother,
though,
I don't know if I would say half, but.
A lot of people, this is why we really have to study.
Right.
It's upon us, and we need to take accountability to study, because a lot of people, they go off what they've been taught.
Right.
A good teacher is always going to tell you to take this word and study for yourself, right? I'm teaching you this, but it's your responsibility to study for yourself.
Right.
And a lot of times what I've witnessed is people, they take the word and they take what they've heard and that's what they go off of. With the times we live in today,
you need to know your history.
You better know.
Yeah.
You better know what you're supposed to know, right?
Right.
And so I'm really excited tonight about the show because I really want to know about Mr. Hepzibah's history, Eman.
Yeah.
I know that he has shared a little bit with us, and we're not going to be a spoiler. We're going to allow him to come on, but there's some things that he shared with us that I know raised my curiosity, and I know for those of you that are listening on the phone line and on the network, it's also going to raise yours because he has some important things to talk about.
Yeah, well, we want to have these kind of conversations,
mm-hmm.
and ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you time to come in on the
right.
on the network, on the phone lines. The time ticker is going off. The phone lines is lit up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I done held it long enough. The rest of them I have to catch up.
Right.
Yeah, because we want to bring mm-hmm. him in. We want to give him a. And then those of you that may have a question for Mr. Hepzibah or Mr. Dr. Emmanuel on tonight, you can hit option one. Why? Because tonight we're coming from a standpoint of injustice, getting reparation, Christianity. We're going to talk about it all. Why? Because we're sitting around the domino table.
Right.
At the E-Man after show. And so, Mandy, with further ado, you ready to bring, he ain't no guest now. He family now. East family. Good evening, Mr. Manuel. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and thank you and Mandy, and I want to appreciate both of you for inviting me from a section on your show and all of our guests.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you back on tonight.
We are.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back. We was going to have you back on last Sunday night, and they, you know, they revamped the network on us, so they, I guess we weren't reading our emails. They sent an email out that the network was going to be down, but we didn't get it till later. So we apologize because we were going to have you last Sunday night, but I just thought it was very, very important to bring you back, Mr. Manuel, because we wanted to come back around the domino table, and this is what we do on a Sunday night. We come around the domino table, and we have, try to have real dialogue and real conversation, you know, with the times that we are living in. And so, Dr. Manuel, you know, I call you doctor, but, you know, we have some, we probably gonna gain a whole lot of new listeners now because they revamped the network. And and actually, we're getting ready to the E-Man After Show and the Mandy, the Mentor Show, Dr. Manuel. We're getting ready to go on another station just as well. Coming up in September, you'll be able to log in over there on what is the name of that new network we're going on. It's called Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. The E-Man After Show and the Mandy, the Mentor Show will be broadcasting live just as well. When we're running it live over here, you'll be able to hear it live over there starting in September. So we're heard all around the globe. And so to all our listeners that's coming in, we got a great conversation. We got a guy tonight that we just want to have a real, real good conversation with on tonight. So, Dr. Manuel, to those listeners that's calling in on the phone line, it already done lit up. I'm trying to scroll down. It's a whole lot of numbers tonight. If you guys want to hit option one, pull up a chair, pull out a pen and paper, whatever questions you want to have for Dr. Manuel, we invite you to listen on tonight, and you can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation. But Dr. Manuel, before we get started, just like we did on the first part one, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are and all that you do?
Well, actually, I'm a very discerning spiritual seer. I'm familiar with the numerology, the colorology, the hieroglyphics, and I'm also familiar with the tarot cards, which I've made most of my living raising up my children who was rejected their proper education from the government. I was born and raised right here in Dallas.
Right.
One of the cities that has more churches than any city in the world that are mislaid.
Yeah.
And I would really like the listeners to really have a pen and a paper. And if you have a way you can get in contact with Google, ask the Google these questions that I will explain to you, because the Bible, you cannot be a person of the Bible, a minister of the Bible in the church without knowing history.
If you don't know history, you have been in clergy,
and you have no business being a minister or a chaplain or whatever you want to be. And one of the major mistakes that Christianity is making is not allowing females to be in this career. And that's not only the religious and politics; it's a factor. Chauvinistic males are running most of everything, but they have run out of time now, according to the lineal calendar. See, right now we're under the Gregorian calendar, which rejected the 28-day calendar from the people who studied the heavens and the astrology from Mesopotamia and passed on to Egypt. Astrology is an exact science, and someone out there should ask themselves two questions. Why were the people looking for Jesus following the stars? That's the first question. Since they don't want to believe in astrology. And why is it that they don't want to recognize the 13th disciple of Jesus, which is Mary Magdalene? It's why most Europeans are afraid of the number 13.
Right, right.
Now, what happened?
Right. You know, that would have been real significant, Dr. Manuel. One of the reasons why I was bringing you back last Sunday night, because it was actually the 13th. Numbers mean a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And so by Magdalene being the third, the 13th disciple, I was bringing him back on the 13th of last month.
Okay.
You understand why? Because numbers has a lot of meaning. A lot of people don't even see in Christianity, we've been taught to 12 disciples, but it's actually 15. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And let me explain another thing. Mm-hmm. See what happened? I'm 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had dreams. My daddy was missing for about maybe 5 or 10 years from the military. And I began to have dreams, and I began to tell my grandmother about them, which led to him being found, in which the dream runs in my family. And so what happened really after that, coming up in the Dallas area, let me tell you something that I found out. People should not hide from their thoughts and become all shame, because the thoughts that they have mostly have been put upon them very, very underhandedly. And I'm saying that to say this. When I come up through Dallas, I came up through the Dallas Independent School District, all through school, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't read a lick. So when I had dreams of delivering my children and do the forecast of prophecies that I was doing, people wondered how I was doing this, and it was through dreams I was having and premonitions. And I'm saying this to say this. How did I know how to deliver my children? And how did I know how to prophesy and talk to very important people in government and knew all of this? And it was because of my discernment that runs in the people of God who are not fooled by the whole world, has been fooled except the very elect. I am elect and I have these talents. But my point is, after my children were up and grown, I made sure that they were not to deal with the public school system, because I saw the systemic racism against learning our people having education. And that is the ignorance of our people and the women that they cause to have these problems. This is the worst disease that you can be having in the world, especially in America, especially in Dallas, Texas. So when my daughters began to be coming up through Montessori and having been raised like I was taught to raise them or deliver them, and how to cut the cords and how to deliver it, which is totally different from what they do in the hospitals. When one of my daughters went to work at the VA hospital, they found all of my records, the way I was dealing with the Marine Corps, and they found out that the reason why the Marine Corps didn't give me my proper dues for my discharges was because they said I didn't have enough time. And then when my daughters began to come to me and talk to me about reading and asking me if I knew about AEIOU, YWH, I had never heard of this in the school system I was in. And let me tell you another thing. There are many of my age group that right today cannot read properly and write, but they hide their faults to it. Then when I found out, my daughter found out that the military owed me an education after coming out in 1962, it was almost 4 years ago when I found out I could go to school. But in the meanwhile, all of this time they denied my children education to go to school and be punished by the government. They denied this. Deliberate error. So what happens now, I decided 2 years ago, guess what? I decided I would go back to school since they did find the error that they had. And make no mistake about it, it was a deliberate error. They did not want me to be finance to go to school and give my children education finances backing. As I began to go to school, guess what? I had almost a third grade education with reading, but I finished through the GED program and learned how to read. This is when I found out about the discrimination through the systemic racism that goes on here in Dallas and majority of the courts, the banks, and all of the problems we're having in Dallas, it's because of the ignorance and the white supremacy that goes on in this city, and not only Dallas. You're talking about the Ole Leon killings in Florida. You're talking about the 1922 burnings in Oklahoma. Dallas had a riot in the city in the part of the city called Bunton, but people don't realize that same system that killed up the people in Oklahoma, they bombed Dallas. They don't teach you this education. And not only that, it goes further back. This is not just starting now for them not wanting to teach black history and other history of the melanated people. This has been going on way back before Jesus. For instance, if you have your pencils and your paper, in 42 B.C., the Roman soldiers invaded Israel. And when they invaded Israel, they ran out the melanated people that was there, the brown, yellow, black, and brown people. They ran them out. So you have a people here in America that don't know that they are Hebrew people and the people of God's Israelite tribe. The war going on, the dispute going on there in Israel with Netanyahu, these are some of the people that were fake claiming to be Jews, but they're really not Jews. Get your pencils again. In the ninth chapter of Revelation, I'm going to kind of paraphrase. Jesus said, I know that you are rich, and I know you call yourself Jews, but you are not Jews. You are synagogues of Satan, and you need to look that word up. Right today, you have people passing themselves off to be Jews, but they are not Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the history of Hitler. Hitler said before he died, he said, the real Jews are hidden off in America. They do not know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking at next, as I find out through reading and going back, just lately finding out that my family had property downtown Dallas is worth this day up into the billions of dollars from when it was taken through the systemic racism, through the illegal courts. All the courts are not illegal, but a lot of them are. My dad's non-compensamental status, 100%, and the banks who's supposed to be his guardian after my grandmother died, they have caused this property to be sold off into the real estate community, and it's worth thousands and millions of dollars right this very day. And guess what? I'm not the only one that this happened to. You understand? The probate courts that had my daddy considered as a non-compensamental 100%, the Guardians, the Republican Bank, the National Bank, the Republic Bank, National Bank, Mercantile Bank, all of these banks were involved into the properties of my dad, which wound up selling property. And let me tell you the name of this company. This company right today that owns that property is called Hall Street Venture. And when they had my dad to send that property over to them, guess what? He was under a court order of being non-compensamental 100%. And if I've gone to one lawyer here in Dallas, I've gone to 100. The black lawyers are afraid of the white superiority of education. And the white lawyers who have to deal with these banks, they feel like they're traitors if they go against the banks and against the court system. So this need to be picked up on the air. This is almost like the case in Los Angeles where the black family owned beachfront property in Los Angeles. And they wound up winning that case through some of the lawyer branches there were smart enough to take the case and take a percentage. I want to get this case out because it's illegal for a non-compensamental person to make a signature. And when the banks are his guardians, which pass through several banks, they are responsible for the welfare of the ward that they have that they're over, which they were not. Now, we're coming back here now to Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, having blocks and blocks of churches as far as you can see. Now, I know a year or so ago, like I was saying, Dallas had more churches than any city in the world. But the people are following wrong instructions from the clerical people here. And on my psychic show with Robin Ashby a few years ago, I told him, I said, the Creator's going to send somebody here that's going to draw a lot of people away from these ignorant churches, and it's going to draw them to a major truth. And that person was Mr. Jake, Reverend Jake. I did this years ago when he was coming to this city. I was on the show for Steve Harvey, He called me up on the stage to read some people out of the audience. He called in, me through his office, and I gave him a reading about where he was going to be today. Now, I'm not going to call the name of this judge that I know right now, but I'm sure she's listening. And when I went into her office and told her about who I was, and when she asked me my name, I said, which name would you like? And she says to me, what do you mean? I said, you want my government name, or do you want my name from my travel, from way back with the Mesopotamians and the people of our heritage that come out of, get your pencil again. Everybody, get your pencil, because Alepirion, Alecubilon, that is the original name for Africa today. And when I'm around my campus going to school, I ask African students and I ask African teachers, Africans today do not know that the original name of Africa was Alecubilon, which means, it means the Garden of Eden. And when the Romans came in and took all that history and distorted the history, this non-teaching of the history did not start recently. It started way back when they don't want to tell you the real history about what's going on.
Right.
So
right.
This is kind of a story of who I am, and I'm hoping some people out there will get interested enough in this. And another thing about the medicines, and everybody wants to know, why don't you look like you're 80 years old? It's because of the way I think, and it's because of the way I have been raised. And guess what? The Bible tells you from King James' interpretation of where he had to change that everything started in Genesis. Life did not start. And if you'll go to the chapter 8 in the book of Proverbs, I'm trying to paraphrase. I know it tells you, I think it's in that 22nd verse. I'm not sure. But in that proverb, you had two beings that was with God, the creator, before there was even light, before there was any mountains, rivers, mountains or whatever. It was nothing there, but there were two beings with God telling you and talking with God before he created anything. And would you like to know who those two beings were?
Well, hold that
That's
thought. Hold that thought right there, Mr. Manuel. Keep that thought. Why? Because we got a segment that we need to do. We have to do this segment, and then we're going to come back and finish this conversation. And we're allowing Dr. Manuel to go on because we want you guys to sit there and listen and hope you got your pen and paper out. If you have any questions for Emmanuel on tonight, you can hit option one. That's number one on your phone. We'll bring you into the conversation because, you know, you tapped into where I grew up from. You talked about Bunton. Very interesting, because a lot of people live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I grew up in Bunton and Bell Street in Dixie Circle. And in growing up over there, you know, it was bombed in 1950. You know, they tried to bomb these black families out that moved out there in that area out there. And that's where the name Bunton come from, because it was a great bombing in the 50s. I wasn't even born then. You know what I'm saying? But we need you to hold that thought. We got to do this segment. We're going to jump back into this conversation. Mandy is here. I'm here. Yeah. Dr. Manuel is here. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up on tonight. We'll be back after we do this encouragement for the soul by Fred Bell. Y'all guys keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show.
You are now tuned in. To encouragement. For your soul. With Fred Bell.
Is there someone listening tonight who feel like it's over? Meaning you have nowhere to go. Meaning your chips are down. Meaning you have played your last hand and the dealer is about to count you out. But let me tell you tonight that it's not over until God says it's over. Look at Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 through 31. The Israelites were at the Red Sea, meaning they were having a Red Sea moment. When they was at the Red Sea, there was Pharaoh's army bearing down on them. But God commanded Moses to raise his hand, and the sea parted. And the Israelites walked through on dry ground. And then when Pharaoh's army tried to follow them, the sea engulfed them, showing God's power. Then it was over when God said it was over. So I encourage anyone tonight who feels like it's over, it's not over until God says it's over. And when God says it's done, it's done. So even though you're feeling like you're at a Red Sea moment, God will part your seas for you, meaning he will make a way for you to come out of whatever you're going through, whether it's depression, whether it's drug abuse, maybe you're going to prison, whatever it may be. Maybe you got a bad report. God said it's not over. God is doing what? He's building your patience. He's building your endurance. But most of all, he's building your faith in him. So if there's anyone listening tonight, I'm here to tell you, it's not over until God says it's over. Nothing is a death sentence. When we go through things in life, everything that we go through is not for us. It's for someone to see God work through us. So just like when the Israelites were at the Red Sea, they thought it was over. But God said, no, it's not. Even Pharaoh and his army said, probably, we got them right now. But God had something else to say. And it was, the victory is mine. So in that moment, God showed his power. God showed his mercy on the Israelites. So tonight, God is going to show his power in you. When he brings you out, your faith will be restored. And you will be renewed. And you will be for the better. So hang in there. Because it's not over until God says it's over. I hope this word encouraged someone tonight, and you heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore. No.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decision. I do just what I feel, trusting my intuition. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me, but I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say,
Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. We're back. We're back in the building. We are in the studio, back live on tonight. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Well, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Man, we're around the domino table. Hopefully, you guys have pulled up a chair. Man, the phone lines are lit up on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines are lit up. The time ticker is going off on the network. Shout out to all of you that's listening over there on We Talk Radio Network, that's listening to us live, those of you that's listening to the link, and those of you that are listening by the phone line. It is the E-Man After Show. We are around the domino table having a great conversation with Dr. Emmanuel Hissable.
We are.
Yes, we're enjoying the conversation. He's dropping a lot of gems on tonight.
Yes, he is. Yes,
dropping
he is.
A lot of knowledge. And to those of you that's on the network, listen, if you want to call into the live show tonight, you can call us at 563-999-3456. You can hit option one. We'll bring you in. If you have any question that you would like to ask Dr. Emmanuel on tonight, why? Because a lot of you getting enlightened. Why? Because, you know, let's go ahead and let's say it like this here. I do understand. I do understand this language that he's speaking tonight. It throws a lot of people, man.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not familiar with the language, and I think it was Paul that spoke five different languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, when we have in conversation, if it's we're not familiar with the language, we somewhat turn it off.
Yeah, so, we reject what we mm-hmm. don't know or what we do not understand.
And so you have to know how to code switch and understand and read between the lines and pick up on this truth. But it comes, like Dr. Emmanuel was saying, it comes through education. You got to educate yourself
mm-hmm.
and go back and do your research, and you'll find out, you know, because I think you asked him in the first part one, where did he get his information from?
I did.
You know, because a lot of us that practice Christendom, you know, we get a lot of information and things that God speaks to us, and he speaks to everybody different. You know, and I think he did real elegant on the last conversation. He talked about what he did. That's why I asked the question, who you are and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
His business, that's what he do, but who he is someone totally different. And God can speak to you in a lot of different ways, because he speaks to all of us. You know, you just got to have an ear to be able to hear when he's speaking, you know, because he speaks in all types of forms. You know what I'm saying? So with that, man, we're going to bring Dr. Emmanuel back into this conversation.
Yeah.
Dr. Emmanuel, are you still there?
Yes, and I too. It's a major fact that I wanted just to make sure everybody would know. Because when you call in, I want them to know one thing about the burning in Oklahoma back in 1922. The black community there was into a situation where they were self-contained financially, business-wise, and the white superior, the white supremacists was very jealous and afraid of these people. That's why they burned them up. Now, the same thing happened in Dallas, Texas, not only in Bunton, but over in North Dallas, Thomas and Howell era, and that's the company that owns it now, the Thomas and Howell Street Venture, who swindled most of these people out of the bank, out of them, their properties with the help of the bank. Now, what this was called? It's called Freedmantown.
Freedmantown.
Freedmantown was started in Joppa.
Joppa,
a little
okay.
city away from Joppa. But when people don't realize and don't know, a lot of young people don't know that before they had the Central Expressway, there was a train track ran through that. It was called Central Track. And a lot of the black people who were in Freedmantown originally in Joppa, they began to go to work for the railroad company. But when they got down close to the Thompson Hall area, they began to settle down and make homes and dig in. And we had our own churches, we had our own doctors, we had our own businesses, had our own liquor stores, and this frightened the white superior, the white supremacist people here in Dallas. They burned up a lot of our churches. They set fire to our churches in this particular area. They frightened people in this area. They kicked one of our major militant people, Dr. Porter, off the steps of the courthouse downstairs. Freedmantown was the name of this. And not only that, they dug up our graves of our ancestors sitting right there by Central Expressway. But the white cemetery, Emmanuel, is down on Hugo Street. They never touched the white cemeteries, but they dug up our graves, and people don't know where those graves are right today. And guess what? They are afraid. The reason they don't say something in Dallas is because these people are afraid. And let me tell you something. They have good reasons to be afraid, because some of the black people, I hate to say it, but they have been appointed by some of these white superior people with the purpose of turning on their own people. And every time you give information, they run right back and tell and go against you because they don't have the confidence in themselves, and plus they are afraid and they are greedy. Now, in the chapter of Jesus, in the chapter 12, 38 to 50, and right then at 42, chapter and verse, it says, in that day, I'm going to raise up my kings. And you have to know astrology to know when that day is, because under the Gregorian calendar, you have 30, 31 days. But in the linear calendar, they stop at 28, because a female scientist way back in Mesopotamia and even coming in Egypt, they knew that the moon circled the earth every 28 days. Well, the Romans teaching that the earth was flat. The earth went around the sun. They were afraid of astrology. And when Galileo came back to the Catholic Church with this information about the telescope, they banished him to his home, and his private friends who were visiting with him, fascinated by this telescope, they called these people the let me see this name that they have, but the Enlightened Ones, the Illuminati. They have criminalized the study of this. But this is what I wanted you to know. Now you can call and start asking me your questions. When you are born, it's very important to your destiny. And one more thing here: according to your birth, your blood type is how you should eat and fill your body with nourishment. Certain signs of blood, which is blood type A, blood type B, blood type AB. Depending on your blood type is how you should eat or not eat. This is something that's already been discovered that's hidden by the medical community. Right. Now you can call. Now your sign, the birth sign that you are born under the 28-day calendar, is very extremely important. Astrology is an exact science. Ask yourself, why would they find the stars, consider the stars to find Jesus? And one of the wise men on this hunt was Jesus' biological uncle by Mary. Come on with your questions.
And so, ladies and gentlemen on the network, if you're not afraid, if you want to ask Dr. Manuel any questions, you can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation, and a lot of times, once again, you know, this is for you guys that, you know, to go back and research, to go back and understand, you know, because it is very important that you know who you are. Mm-hmm. It is very important that you know your lineage. It is very important. When you start running down the histories right here in Dallas, Texas, there's some people been living in Dallas, Texas all their life. They don't even know where Central Expressway is. You understand why? Because they haven't went across the railroad tracks that he talks about.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so if you don't go across the railroad track, and I'm giving you a chance, because the phone lines are lit up on tonight.
All right,
so we got somebody already hit option one. We're going to bring you guys in. You know, we want you to come on and just let's have a dialogue and ask certain questions that you may not understand, where Dr. Manuel can really explain to you what he's saying. Because my question to you, Doctor, and I call him Dr. Manuel, to you, Dr. Manuel, how do we really get reparations back? Because, you know, if we're afraid to fight, we're afraid to speak up. This is why I wanted to do this show. Why? Because, you know, we know God is raising up women in these last days. We know we understand all of this, you know. But
let me ask.
Mm-hmm, go right ahead.
Let me give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
I want the people out there to go that don't have it, go get them a Black's Legal Dictionary of Law and look up.
Where would we find it at, Dr. Manuel? Where would we find that Black book of?
You can first of all, you can call Google to get that book. You guys ask mm-hmm. Google to give you the Black Law Dictionary. And when you see the definition of black, that's not a people. You don't see the yellow people say, we are black, we are yellow people. We are red. The one, we are black. We are not Afro-Americans. See, when you had the, it was a basketball player that lately came to the Dallas basketball mm-hmm. team. I think his name is Irvin. They got on him because of him talking about Hebrews to Negroes. That we are mm-hmm. not Negroes. On my discharge from the Marine Corps, they have Negroid. There's no mm-hmm. see. First of all, to get the reparation, you have to know who you are.
Right,
and here's
right.
another thing. One more thing, and I want the questions coming in. If you are a woman in Dallas, and this doesn't depend on whatever color you are. Whatever color, nationality you are, if you're in Dallas, Texas, a smart, highly intelligent woman in Dallas, Texas, Lord mm-hmm. have mercy on me, you all are going to catch hell, because this is Pittsville, USA. Now, if you want to go along with these chauvinistical men and be frightened and afraid to go mm-hmm. out and seek your destiny, this is a place to be. But if you are a smart, intelligent woman married to one of these chauvinistical males are under these, mm-hmm. one of the biggest hammers you can be under, which is the politicians, the politics, and the religion, because the politics and religion takes your attention away from God that's inside of you talking to you. For instance,
yeah.
I'm so happy I spent this money like I did. I'm so fortunate to make it all back. Something inside of me told me, or you might say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I've lost so much, and it was so unfortunate for me. I wish I hadn't done it, because something in me told me that something inside of you is God talking to you, that the political people and the religious people are shattering away from you. Women,
right.
wake up. Now, mm-hmm. that's what my point is for that particular thing.
Well, let's
now,
take some phone calls. Let's take some phone calls.
Okay.
Last four numbers, 9298. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hello, yes, this is Insha. I was calling in.
Who is this, ma'am?
One thing that this is Angela Hepzibah. Yes.
Okay, how you doing?
This is Mr. Dr. Emmanuel Hepzibah's daughter.
Oh, well, good evening.
And,
how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for putting this platform together so that people that maybe wouldn't have a way to express what's going on in the community would have an opportunity to do so. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
man.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
So I think what really I wanted to say to my dad here on the show, for one, I want to apologize for maybe even myself as your daughter dismissing so much history that you have shared over the years. I think we've heard these stories so many times that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just begin to dismiss or just become desensitized to it. But, mm-hmm. you know, Dad asked me to go through and just help him organize some of his history. We went in chronological order. It was so hurtful just to see that on VA papers he was called a Negroid on there. Mm-hmm. It was hurtful to see all these banks that owned property that none of his children should be living in apartments or trying to struggle in credit.
Right.
But there were legal people and banks that had guardianship, quote unquote, over property that belonged to his grandmother that was passed down to the banks and other people and completely dismissed and bypassed biological family that it was supposed to go to. And this all happened to his father while he served this country, you know, and mm-hmm. he was manipulated. I saw it on the papers that, you know, one of my ex-boyfriends, I just saw his mother. She was gentrified out of her property. And I think I called in because my son, thank God, you know, my son, he's 21 years old. He's an HR, not a general, he's actually an HR partner.
Mm-hmm.
And before he became that, he graduated a couple of years ago and did a paper and said, do you know that African-Americans own less property now than we did during the Jim Crow years? I learned that from my son. And I wondered, mm-hmm. wow, I thought we had, you know, I thought we had mm-hmm. overcome. I thought we had, that was hurtful to find that that was a fact. And I just want to say thank you for sharing with us your story. And yes, people are afraid. There is this sense of being afraid to stand up for what you know is right. You're hoping God and just, you're hoping that the universe and everything will right the wrongs, and it will. But, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes you got to say something if you see something. And so I thank you guys for this platform. Thank you.
Yeah, well, stay on the line. Yeah, I think it's very important. This is why we sit here. It's Angela, right? Did she say Angela? You say Angela?
Angela, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You're Miss Angela. I think it's very important that we have these platforms. And, you know, we find out this is a great market over here on a Sunday night. The phone lines are lit. I can't even stroll down anymore. Why? Because, you know, we've been miseducated. And a lot of us, we really think we free, but we not. You know, we're still fighting for reparations. You know, we got a little justice. And what bothers me is we get a little, you know, they give us a little bit and we go sit in a corner and think we have arrived and we haven't. Why? Because our grandbabies gets coming up. And so we keep sending them through the white institutions of learning and they're not, this is why I went to TSU. I studied law down at TSU. You know, I refused to go to SMU, no shade or nothing like that, but I wouldn't have found out who I was going to SMU. I found out who I was when I went to TCU because, you know, Thurgood Marshall said it just as well. We Negroes have a 10-day mentality. What was he saying? You know, they feed us a little bit, and, you know, we think we have arrived, and then, you know, we can't, when we stand up to make our voices be heard and somebody frighten us with fear or trying to bomb us out or shooting at us, you know, we run back to the familiar. We run back to hide. So I wanted to create a show being 62 years old, growing up in the yet-to-be United States and still seeing our people it, through Christendom, through our lineage, through our heritage, not being free, you know, being chained and being shackled in our minds and just, you know, living in fear of what the white man is going to say, what the white man is going to do. Mm-hmm.
I want to see if I can get some more questions in because
I can only bring them in if they hit option one. I just can't bring them in. Okay. You know, this is why I'm trying to encourage each and every If the phone lines are lit up, if they'll hit option one, I can bring them in. If not, we talk to someone, hit option one. And the reason why we keep the conversation going, because, you know, I was told not to bring them in if they don't hit option one, because, you know, a lot of times we'll bring people in and they'll throw the conversation. They'll start talking about a lot of stuff that we're not talking about. So if you guys have any questions, we definitely want you, because we have Dr. Manuel on here tonight. You know, maybe you out there, you're fighting for reparation. You're fighting for justice. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're not going to get reparation unless you can identify who you are. First of all, you can't put negative thoughts in the universe. First of all, you are not a Negro. That's the first thing. You have to stop saying that you are a Negro. You have to stop saying that you are colored. But to get the reparation, you're going to really wind up having to go to the courts, the universal
legal
courts. We have to take this to the highest court outside of the United States, because the courts now have been contaminated. They have been contaminated right now with certain people who tried to overthrow our election because of the word. The word of Jesus, Yeshua, says this: in that day, I shall raise up my queen. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at Beyonce. Look at the most feared lady they have in our country, right, that they would stay afraid to say the name. It's Vice President Harris. They're not afraid of the president we have. They're afraid of these women, because Jesus said, in that day, this is this day from the 28-day calendar, from the astrology, in that day I shall raise up my nations. You're talking about the red, yellow, black, brown, and yellow people that originally was kicked out of Israel in 42 B.C. before Jesus. This is why Jesus knows. He told them, he said, I know you claim to be Jews. Right now, Netanyahu is doing what Trump wanted to do, but Trump has run out of time. And when you find out why President Trump's name is not called from his grandfather, which is Trump, these people know our history because they're plagiarizing our history. Trump is Trump from his great-grandfather, who were criminals in Germany. And Germany wanted no more parts of this family because of their pimp John attitudes all up in the northern parts of America and in Canada. So the name was so dirty. That fact comes in that day when it's proven to be dirty now with Trump. They had to change that name from Trump to Trump, and they are the immigrants that's here in America. See, the border wasn't crossed by the Mexican people. The Europeans, which are the same as the Gentile Roman, they crossed over. See, Mexico runs all the way from Texas all the way through California up to the Washington State. See, people don't realize that. You have to know history. And another thing that was fascinating them, I was teaching history from Lincoln High School without ever being in the Dallas DISD system, because I had the knowledge, and the principal of Lincoln High School put me on that show to explain the history that I have. And Robert Ashley is in process now putting this story on the airwaves. I guarantee you, I'm not the only family that's been swindled out of property in Dallas through the help of the courts and the illegal systems.
And so,
there are good courts out there, but you know, it's a system that's unjust out here. It's a system that is set up to automatically swindle, and so I call in just to undergird you and support you in your effort to get this type of information out. You know, I don't know who is courageous enough to take on cases like this as they present, because I know that these people that are being swindled knock on the door of many attorneys and they turn a deaf ear. Because it's their partners that did these things years ago. It's their grandfathers who were sitting in the judge seat a long time ago. Sometimes they want to do the right thing, but this rabbit hole goes deeply. And I saw that when I got a chance to chronologically go through your life and everything and the life of our ancestors that had property before we got here. And now the way things have turned out, I think this is a good thing to talk about, because how is it that we are in a lesser situation of ownership now as far as property ownership? That was the way that we were all supposed to become equal, you know, is through property ownership, credit, and money. We're supposed to work our way and get, you know, a piece of the pie, but we have less of it now than we did before Jim Crow.
We want to thank you for calling in. We want to thank you for calling in to support your dad. I mean, I think this is a lot of great, rich information, and I think he's being courageous and bold enough to, you know, to put his story out, and I want to be courageous and bold enough to let him without fear, you know, because I'm not afraid. Why? Because I grew up in yet to be United States, living in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You know, he talk about the other personality like the Rob Lash. We have marched in the streets. We have did a lot of that with John Wiley Price, being a warrior coming up. I understand the struggle, and so we allow him to come to this platform. Why? Because at the end of the day, if you got any attorneys on the line, we got anyone listening, you know, my question will be, how can we help him get his property back?
It's not only with me. This whole city has been besieged by illegal means, especially of the white superior people who claiming to be the people of this planet, who are afraid. Their time has run out. This is what I'm trying to say. God's word is what's protecting us now. It's time for us to come up and wake up. The airway, this is part of the airway. People born under the air sign.
Right.
Radio and TV is airway. That hair on a woman's head, that antenna that you have in your soul tells you what to do from inside of you. And I'm going to tell you the main thing you have to do, you have to have faith. God does not
hold that thought, Dr. Manuel. We're going to let your daughter go, ma'am. I know you say you're trying to go. We want to appreciate you for calling in. We want you to stay on the wall, continue to help your dad. And if there's anything we could do over here on this network, even if we have to keep bringing them back, you know, to keep, because we got people listening all around the globe. You'd be surprised if I let you see all this stuff that's been wrote in. you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Why? Because this is a lot of great, rich information. And so we thank you tonight, ma'am.
I'm proud of how courageous he is, because I've never seen anybody work so hard to educate themselves.
Yes,
ma'am. Because he came from a time where the education was so suppressed. And he's trying to also, you know, educate people on where we've come from. And when you look at what's going on in Florida right now, even that education may be gone. You know, it's easy for our generation to dismiss what happened in slavery days and Jim Crow days, because we didn't exactly experience it. And our kids and grandkids won't have any idea of those days. And even that education will be wiped from the yearbook. So I see why you call him doctor, even though he has not gotten that formal degree. There are colleges that would give him life experience, doctorate degree, for
being
his age and everything he's been through. So I appreciate the respect, and I'll go ahead and get off the line, but thank you.
Well, I'm not for sure if you're the daughter wanted to meet me. That's my little chocolate chip over there. That's my wife. That's Dr. Amanda over there. Yeah, you know, and I knew one of y'all wanted to go. Let me introduce you to Dr. Amanda. Amanda, this is Miss Angela Emmanuel's daughter.
it's a pleasure to meet you.
Angela. Oh, my God.
I know it's over the air, but and we love the way, we absolutely love the way you support your dad. I think it's absolutely wonderful, because the information that he is making us privy to, it's knowledge that we may not quite have, or we may have half knowledge. So, and to be honest with you, I feel that the reason why the phone lines are not, they're lit up, but a lot of people are not pressing option one, is because a lot of people may not know the details of what Mr. Emmanuel is speaking of tonight. So I'm not going to say intimidation, but sometimes we want to know what we're speaking about before we, you know, ask certain questions. But once again, I think it's awesome, and the way you are supporting your dad.
Well, yes, I'm always going to be supportive. I mean, I always agree. We don't have the same religious view all the time, because, you know, his God has a wealth and universal knowledge mm-hmm. of the universe that's right there on all of it.
Right.
But one and one usually equals two.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what makes the conversation great, because we can all agree to disagree. But, you know, when you know who you are and what you believe, you're not shaking anyway, you know. And this is why I love to sit down, you know, because I just had a conversation with a guy called himself the Israelites. And he thought he was going to be able to intimidate me, but he got nervous and got, I don't know why he got nervous. Uh-huh. I wanted to have the conversation and he just shied away.
Right.
Well, he just looked at me and said, "Black man, you know too much." Why? Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you know who you are, Dr. Manuel Ishern, when you know who you are, you're not intimidated. That's why I don't walk in fear, you know, and stay on the wall. Once again, I know you're trying mm-hmm. to go. If there's anything we can do, because this network is heard over the globe. We know a few people, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I know a few people, you know, the personality, the Rob Lash, and I come up with all of these guys, the MT event, you know. We need to rally around, just not, you know, like he was sharing, not only y'all property, it's other families fighting
that's
for the same thing.
Yeah.
That's affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
And he talking about the airways. Yes, we'll put it out on the airway here every Sunday night. I'll make this whole show be by this time. You know, why? Because I want him to get everything that's owed to him. You know what I'm saying? That's owed to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you his lineage. You keeping the movement going. You know, he's 80 years old. You coming up right behind him to keep it going. And we want to commend you for being courageous, because, see, you that queen that he talk about.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know.
Y'all are queens, and I'll leverage that respect. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling tonight. It was a pleasure to meet you. We'll meet you in person sooner or later. We'll be over at the house. We'll meet you. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Go ahead, Dr. Manuel.
Here's how you want to get your reparation. We are going to have to go to the United Nations. This is how we're going to get reparation. This is a systemic racism from white supremacists in America right today. And Trump is trying his best to start a war, like we start another civil war. And I don't want to see what they've done is cause us to be fearful. God does not have a spirit of fear. And all you need to do is have your faith and trust in God's word, because he's telling you in that day. How do you know when that day is? Time is an exact science. And like if you go back in there and look, like I told you before, I told mm-hmm. you Proverbs chapter 8. And in Proverbs chapter 8, you're going to go from verses 22 mm-hmm. all the way down mm-hmm. to 27. You're going to see what these people don't understand about that, about the first, second, and third creation. God is telling you that there was some being, that was two beings with God before there was mountains, before there was rivers, before mm-hmm. there was trees, before there was anything. We were with God, and that we is wisdom and understanding. God's words are alive, and they are beings, and they will not be blotted out.
Right,
see, people
right.
have to, that's people to go in there and change that Bible around. But God's word would not be voided, and all you have to do is have some faith and trust God and understand this. Why would they want to do away with democracy? Because in that day I shall raise up my queen, and in that day I shall raise up my nations. In that day in America, the women are outnumbering the men, and the other four nations are raised up. So how can the Republican Party, which is nothing but an occultism, they can't win a vote in America anymore. Their time has been cut off. And God said about them, he said, I shall cut them off, and I shall cut their names off. That's why I would not name my children Simmons, because mm-hmm. that's not our name. I slave master's name. So mm-hmm. they're not going to be carrying this name on and on when God said he was going to cut that name off. You see what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And all you have to do is have some faith. And look and ask God, if you just put, write the word down that like it says in Habakkuk 2:2, write
make
down
it
these words, mm-hmm. make it plain. Write down wisdom and understanding, put it over your bed, get you some parchment paper. That's what they wrote the Constitution on. They wrote that mm-hmm. Constitution on, and they copied that from the Indians. They plagiarized that.
Mm-hmm.
So where we are right now, we're in that day.
And if you understand about the lineal calendar with the scientists or the women out of Mesopotamia down through Egypt, the 28 days with the moon going around the earth, that's a month's time. So that means you have another 13 months, and they are trying to hide it and use that time for themselves to throw you off. They already know their time is up. Don't you know, yeah. President Trump knows his time is up?
Time is up.
Man,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why he's acting a fool.
Mm-hmm. He's going to take down his entirety of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. He's going to alienate his families. And the biggest dread that you ever want to see is going to be when his wife and that young boy turn on him.
Mm. And y'all heard it on the E-Man After Show. You know, because how many charges he got against him right about now? About 15 different charges against him, right?
Well, he's got more than that. He's got one charges on him. He's up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's also offended the 14 or 15 constitutionary laws by him trying to overthrow the government. He's not even qualified to run for president anymore. And all of these, you have one man of New York that's fighting against him. These people are afraid. His whole party, they are afraid of him because he is a mafia leader. Mm. Just like Jim, he's just Jim Jones. They are afraid.
Right. Yes.
They tried to fight us, and all we have to do is say, God, forgive me for all my sins and all of my ignorances and all of my disobedience, and throw them into the sea of forgiveness and raise us up. Because God has said this in his word. He said, my people who have lauded and loved their enemies, and because of you've lauded and loved your enemies, I shall turn you over to your enemy until you repent. And Lord have mercy. If Trump is not an enemy, I don't know what it is.
So no, I don't either. Right.
All of these millennial people that he's raising up, and plus the women, I don't care what color you are as a woman, you need to stand on up. And we need to try to get some positive females running this country.
Yeah. I want to ask you this question, Dr. Manuel. So where are you at with your case? How is that looking for our listeners that you're sharing? You know, what's the status on where you at as we talk?
The status of where I am right now, the lawyers are telling me, I have a $1 billion case. I have a big case, but it's going to take so much money for you to get this case in court. And that's what they told the people with the beachfront property in L.A. Look it up. The black family who won their case, these people want big money. That's what they're telling me. But guess what they mean? I am counting on God's power to get me into the situation to get my case in the court. Because you have a multi people involved. You have the courts involved in the criminality. Mm-hmm. And you have the banks involved in the criminality. And you have the real estate people involved in the criminality of all of this. Mm-hmm. So when they have when the Republic Bank and the Nations Bank and the Mercantile Bank and all these different people can be guardians coming in and out of my daddy's position. My daddy has two sons. Why is it they act like they didn't know he had other sons and other relatives out here? This all a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It's a systemic conspiracy. And Dallas is getting ready to be lit up because New York, the whole coast of New York is in danger because it's below sea. Los Angeles is a threat from the earthquake. These people of mentality are going to be moving into this area, and it's going to turn Dallas blue. I tell you what I know. So
ladies
this
and
needs
gentlemen,
to be on the airway, and maybe we can wake up some more people who are afraid to fight against these people. All you have to have is some hope. All you have to have is some faith and trust God, regardless of what you see. That's how we're going to win this.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we see you guys. We see you guys on the network. The time ticker is pretty high. If you guys want to call in tonight, you can call in at 563-999-3456. You can hit option one. We're heard all around the globe. This network is heard all around the globe. It's daytime somewhere. It's evening time somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere. Those of you that want to call in because, you know, being a warrior and fighting for justice, you know, you know, I got a petition right now going around. So I'm trying to get signatures to help get some of these gun laws turned around. And we want these same signatures. Whatever we need to do to help Dr. Manuel, we can help in whatever type way. If we got to keep having this story on the airwaves. Yeah, we have to use this technology to keep, you know, putting these stories out there, because the more of us share our story with our fear and with our favor, you know, maybe we can get some of these cases turned around, because as long as it's being the statute of limitation is over, that should be your land right about now, right, sir?
Yeah, when there's fraud involved, statute of limitations is nullified. It's nullified. And this is what's happening. And the problem with the guns, you know, people judge you by themselves, man. These people who fought and killed and murdered for this country, they use guns, and they judge us by them. They're thinking that we want to come back and fight and kill them like they did us. They don't realize we have God with us, and all we want is justice. We're not interested in revenge against them, but they judge us by themselves. That's why they want the guns on the market. But you're going to find out it's going to be more white people that they kill up each other than what they bargained for.
Exactly. Well, man, I tell you, the phone lines are lit up on tonight. We try to talk, and in our production meetings, Dr. Manuel, they tell me not to bring people in if they hit option one.
Right.
I'm so tempted to hit a whole lot of these.
No. But we were talking.
Go ahead, man.
It's not my station. You know what? These people that want that people, they can't deal with me. I don't care what they ask me. They cannot deal with me, because
I understand.
Whole world has been fooled except the very elect. I am the very elect. Now, you have some more people who are elect, but they're not very elect. And these people are in the guilds and the different masons and organizations that know the truth already, but they are sworn not to mention about the truth, but they already know the truth. They can't ask me anything that would turn me around from where I am. They should have killed me 80 years ago. Because this is my destiny, to what I'm doing right now. And God has given me the technology, the airwaves and the TVs and the thought waves to do exactly what I'm doing.
Well, you know, work your platform, bro. You know, because I'm all about social liberation. I'm all about justice just as well. And this is why I formed this show around the domino table, because I knew I was going to bring this kind of content to the network. And sitting down and talking to them, I say, you need to know what you finna get. And they said, okay, man. And to be honest with you, you know, you give a little bit, the numbers are there, the ratings are there. Why? Because all around the globe, people are listening. They hungry for knowledge. They hungry to be free. They want to be free. You understand what I'm saying? They fight for justice. And we fight for justice for our babies. We fight for justice for our grandmothers and our forefathers. I think I shared that my mama seen her mama lynched. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't think I'm prejudiced, but boy, let me tell you. You know, and so at the end of the day, how do we, a lot of times our voices are being shut down, and you talk about Robert Lashes, look how they did that station, and then they ended up on the next station. You know, we're going to bring y'all both over here together. You know, we're going to try to bring Robert Lashes and you guys back together, because, you know, it's a whole lot of work got to be done. You know, and go ahead, sir.
What you're looking at here? If I told you I've been to 100, I've been to 500 lawyers in this particular town trying to deal. Now here's what I want to understand: all of these white people out here are not against you. We have abolitionists, and some of these black people have really hurt my heart. I've even given some of them money in certain cases. Paid them big money, $3,000 and $4,000. They never showed up to court. Never showed up. They are afraid, and they'll get on the phone and call up your adversaries and warn them and tell them what's going on. But here's my situation. I trust God. I know this is my time, and I will have my inheritance. I have seven children, have eight grandchildren, and seven great children. And this generation and myself, we will see our inheritance, because God said he was going to cut them off, and this is their time. This is where you have to have. I don't believe in all astrology mess, but you need to understand where it came from. God made it. And wisdom and understanding right there in that eighth chapter of Proverbs tells you that we were with God before any of that. And it tells you in another verse, it said, drink of me and eat of me. And these women out here, they need to have an understanding of God is your divine mother and father. God is driving this. And that voice that you hear and talking inside of you, don't let the religious people and these politicians drown out God's voice that's talking to you from inside of you, because that's nothing but discernment. Some people call it psychicness. But this is our time right now. This is why this show you have is on. So I trust God like that. He's a miracle within itself.
He is a miracle. Mr. Hepzibah, I have a question for you. Earlier,
yes, ma'am.
I wanted to ask the question, but you and Ime, y'all are having dialogue. But I wanted to know, do you believe that the Middle East was invented by the Europeans to detach Africa from its rich history? Do you believe that Israel, we know that we believe they are black, right? But do you believe that it is actually a part of Africa?
It is in part of Africa. It is right in Africa. But here's what you have to do. Write it down. Al-Kubulin. That's the original name of Africa before it was called Africa. This is important. The numbers is an example. Words are a lie. And the word Kubulin means the Garden of Eden. All life started over there. All of the life started over there. You understand what I'm saying? Romulus and Romuli, the two twins that were born. See, we have people are foreign people. And you have to understand about the fallen angels, okay? Why do you think they took our head to the book of Enoch? Enoch walked and talked with God. And see, they had a vision to come to this planet Earth and set up a headquarters. Why? So they could go back up into the heavens and fight to finish this war again. And here's another little hint to you. Listen to this. Let thou will be done. Thou is one of the names. Let thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's telling you right there, our earth is in the middle of God's heavens with all the rest of these stars and planets. You have to be able to think and see and understand about a word being a being that has power. When I tell all of my clients, I say, there's one thing I want you to do. You open up your Bible on the 91st Psalm and you leave it open on there. And you commit that psalm to your memory. Now, when you look at he who dwells in the shelter place of the Most High, shall say to my Lord, is my refuge and my fortress. These words are what's protecting you. So why are you afraid? You see what I'm saying? These people, these European people are, when you're looking at the Carthaginians, way back in the north part of Africa, the north, these Carthaginian people, they were invaded by Rome. See, Rome was the one that came up to Africa and invaded this country. You see what I'm saying? Because of their ignorance and their bloodthirsty nature. And so what's happening right now, they are running out of time because, believe it or not, they are killing themselves off.
I honestly believe that.
The abortion areas, the abortion really basically is affecting white people. Tell you that. This affecting white people. Because spiritually... Go ahead.
That's a lengthy, like, Mr. Hepzibah, that's so lengthy. There's so much information. And so I'm going to have to cut in. Just ask you a few more questions so that, because you do have a wealth of information to share. And you mentioned something, and I definitely have to go back to this now. You mentioned the fallen angels. Honestly, I do have a question for you because I believe that portals has been opened due to CERN and their practices where they, you know, they're demonic and they're satanic worshipers and they've been working for years to open up different portals to connect our earth with the spiritual. Do you believe that due to the different sightings and the news, making mention of aliens and things of that nature, do you believe that these beings could in fact be the fallen angels?
I like to answer my question with yes and no. So my answer is yes. Let me tell you something. That was a time when black people felt like they needed to prove themselves to white people. My daddy was the first somebody in the family to go to college. And he was a straight-A student, very extremely brilliant man. And when they had the Roswell crashes in back in 1944, I think, or 40, whatever that was, My daddy, by him knowing the hieroglyphics, which the hieroglyphics was the way we communicated before we had language.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my daddy explained to them some of the hieroglyphics on those ships. They immediately drafted him into the military like they did Ali. And when they drafted him in that military and he could read those hieroglyphics, they told my mother, which wound up being an alcoholic, that he was missing in the army. Told my grandmother that your son is missing. This went on to 7 years until I was 7 years old, having dreams. Started having dreams. And the Red Cross was understanding from my grandmother that I had dreams from the Red Cross building in Freedmantown on Thomas Avenue and Pearl Street. When she went into this building with me, and she was upset because she wanted to prove to me that I'd never seen my daddy because I was too young. The lady in the office asked, "Ma'am, why does he say his dad is missing, and what part of the service was he in?" The lady looked up, and my grandmother said he was in the United States Army. The very mm-hmm. next day, my grandmother got a phone call from the Red Cross, and she said, "Miss Simmons, we have found your son."
Mm.
And guess what? Where was he? My daddy was in Russia. Why was my daddy in Russia? Because Russia had had a crash similar to Roswell 10 years before in America, which they are still today in cahoots with Russia, and that's where mm-hmm. my daddy was. And from this information that he had, they classified him as a crazy person, non-conference mm-hmm. minister. 6 months ago, before the school, I sent off for my daddy's military records, and guess what? They haven't arrived to me yet. So these Nephilims, when you're talking about, yes, and you understand about the South Pole and how you can't fly over there and what they're doing, you have people living inside of the earth.
Right.
These people, they don't you to never know what's really going on. But this airway belongs to God. Now, guess what? What sign are you? Are you air, water, or earth?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And if you're a type O blood, that means you're from the original people from the beginning of time, and when you are an old person, that means your seed is the oldest on the planet Earth, and you should be able to eat and not certain foods like an old person, old positive. You shouldn't eat tomatoes. You shouldn't eat potatoes. But see, this information is already here. It's been plagiarized and hid. Yes, you have other people that are among us right here now today.
We have. Say that again. Say that again, Mr. Hepzibah. I'm sorry.
I said you have the foreign people from other planetary systems that's on this earth right here today. And Andromeda is another system much bigger than Earth, and it's on its way here, and it's having an influence upon us. Yes, they're here. They've been here for the longest.
Okay.
And
so,
you know, they have communication with them up in the down in the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe our government are having communication with them? Do you believe that the sources of their power comes from these beings?
Yes, you have to understand. When Germany fell, a lot of their top scientists came over to America and began to help with their different projects that they were having. Why do you think all of a sudden out of your branches of military, you're talking about the Coast Guard, Army, Navy, at the different branches, why would you think President Trump started a space army? Did you know he started a space army?
Mm-mm, I did.
Did Mm-mm. you know that?
No, sir.
Well, look it up. Trump has started a space, a whole different military force that is dealing with space.
Mm.
Trump did that. He wants to get back on there now to finish what he started. But guess what? Like I told you before, his time is up. Because God on the throne said, when we begin to turn back and pray, that's all we have to do. The women and the non-melanated people, do what God said. When you lauded and love these people, these blacks sucking booty and kissing butt with these white Caucasian evil people, all of them are not evil. And they've done them. Look how Trump done them. God forgive me for that. But Lord, these people taking their God, pick that blonde-headed man and them blue eyes on that picture with Jesus. Forgive me for that, because they don't really see off in there when Jesus had hair like lamb wool. His skin was a different color.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes
were
fire. They don't see this. These are God's words.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but most Christian people, Dr. Manuel, when, you know, I can remember when the Black Jesus came out, most Christian people just lost their doggone mind.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was something demonic, you know what I'm saying? But really, it's a real history. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when you talk about
the lineage of
Jesus.
You know
what I see in college every day? Mm-hmm. Man, you know what I see in college every day? Most of the person in this school. But I see women dominant in this school. Now, I go back to classes for the fall tomorrow. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be floods of little young Black men in that college for the Thursday tomorrow. But guess what? In 2 weeks, you won't know where they went. And I tell you what, those women are going to be right there. Why? Because God said in his word, in that day, I shall raise up my queen.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying? Your wife is one.
Oh, of course,
you
I know that.
You're just smart enough not to be. You're just smart enough not to be. You're not afraid of your wife being smart. All of my daughters. All of my daughters understand exactly where I'm coming from. And upon my third child, I told you before, I don't know if I did or not, the government wanted to come to me and ask me what I did with the afterbirth bag.
Right,
because
right.
that's what they're stealing our
So they can study her, huh?
And the DNA and our stem cells and what they were doing all the time. And God told me, don't let your children go to no hospital. And when I was a little boy here in Dallas, Texas, the Black people would not go to Parkland Hospital. I'm going to tell you that right now. We had our own Black Dr. Watts, Dr. Brown, and we had...
Oh, in South Dallas, Dr. Watts. You know, actually, Dr. Watts delivered my daughter over in South Dallas.
See, Dr. Watts, that's right, but he was in North, he was in Freedmantown first.
He was in
Freedmantown on Hall Street. And see, they didn't... We had our own stuff, and this frightened the white superior, the white supremacists, and they're still frightened right today. All Black people have to do is hold hands with their loved ones and agree on the thing. We are healthy, wealthy, wise, and highly loved by God, and we are going to succeed in victory. That's all they got to do. They just started screaming and hollering and stuff that they want to do. They just have to trust God and understand we made a mistake trusting the wrong people to lead us. And understand why King James had that Bible translated and why he took out Jesus' books. He took out Melchizedek's books. And they surely don't want you to ever emphasize on Mary Magdalene. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of faith.
Right. She was
the 13th disciple. She was the 13th disciple. Yeah.
And sometimes when I ask women, I ask different women. I like to ask women, I said, have you ever thought about God being a woman? And right off the bat, oh, yes. And the other ones, oh, no. It frightens them to the degree of death. Oh, no, I've never thought about God being a woman. It's a male-dominant, feministical thing. But if God is your divine mother and father, this is right there in the scriptures, God is your divine mother and father, why couldn't it be a God she?
That there and Mr. Hepzibah, I honestly have a hard time with. I just can't connect to it.
But that's fine. I'm not trying to indoctrinate anybody. I'm not trying to win over anybody.
No, I just want to understand. I'm rebuttaling for understanding because that's something that I can't comprehend. God, I know he is a divine father, and I know he is our creator, but to reference him as our divine mother and father, it's just hard for me to comprehend.
Well, see, that's why I'd ask you, go to Habakkuk 2 and 2. You go get you a piece of parchment paper, the boldest paper, in fact, the Constitution. Write down the word wisdom and write down the word understanding and put it up over your bed at night. Put your picture, get a picture of you in email and put it in the 91st Psalm and learn that entire Psalm to memory. And then right off the bat, when the very first verse is telling you your shield and your buckler, these words is what's protecting you, and these words are what's having you success with your airways. Be surprised. So you understand the woman that I saw this lady at your wedding. I saw her and did a reading on her. She never even knew who I was. Nobody introduced me to her. But I saw her, and I made sure I did a reading on this lady that owns a station. Now, if you ever want to get off on the why and how she had enough nerve to get a station, and even none of these men want to do it, they got rid of all that, they're not going to be able to get rid of this woman because it's part of her destiny. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Okay. I'm not trying to indoctrinate anybody to follow me.
Right,
all I
right.
want to do is get the truth out here, and I want justice for myself and other people. Here is a hint. Here's a hint, Mandy.
Yes, sir.
The men were so jealous of Mary Magdalene. These men disciples were jealous of Mary Magdalene because in that day, if you didn't have a brother or a father or somebody in your family around another man, you were considered a prostitute and a whore. These men were very jealous of Mary Magdalene because she was very obedient to Jesus. She understood his teachings, and she followed him because of that. Now, here's what happened. The mumbling among the men, they mumbled about him with this woman that followed him like this, and this other story goes deeper. But here's the main point. They decided, one of the disciples would go and ask Jesus. He said, Jesus, I'd love to say Yeshua, but I don't want to be disrespectful because I know people call him Christ and Jesus. So
no, I love
Jesus.
Calling him Yeshua.
That's right, Yeshua.
That is.
Okay,
yes.
That's what happened. He said, why do you always talk to us in parable? And guess what I'm really wanting? I want you to get these two words I'm going to get you. He said, because you, that's the one people, he said, because you are to see, know, and understand. You understand what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
But because I talk to you now because you are supposed to see, know, and understand. So
right.
For them, see, you are one group of people, and them is another group of people that Jesus is telling you, look, they are not to see it, they are not to know it, and they are not to understand it, period. So when people are trying to indoctrinate other people, that is a major mistake. That's what makes people want to come back and kill you. Because I had called, when I was doing my TV show from Lincoln High School, one guy called in. I know the kind of callers you want, but I can handle them. I've been around them before. The politicians were the one that got me off the show at Lincoln High School with Wolf, the very first person on that show from the communication. Now, guess what? The Dems are the ones that's never going to, I don't care how you explain it to them, you might have a lot of thems on that mind. But guess what happens? You're going to have some yous that's going to begin to call in on your show. You keep it up. You write the name of your show down on a piece of parchment paper, just like Becca 2 and 2 says, put it in that page of the Night of First Psalm and watch your show flourish. You understand it? But the two people, the thems and the yous, the thems are never. And go get your dictionary and look up what's the meaning of them. The meaning of them is two or more people.
Mm.
So you're wasting we're talking to a certain amount, certain mentality out here on this show. You're not talking to everybody.
We're talking
to the people that are hungry and thirsty for the truth of God. Some people think they already know it. You can't tell them anything. Well, that's fine and good. Let them go ahead on and go their way.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Don't worry about them. God's word is what's carrying us right now. In that day is this day right now by the calendar of the Supreme Being. This is that day when the nations are being raised up, the queen is being raised up. And if you want to know about the queen, I dare you to go study the ants and the bees who are ruled by queens. I dare you to go get a book and study the ants and the bees and find out about this queen. And this queen had biological relatives, okay? This is a generation where you have news and big numbers of God's queens out here right now, and it's frightening the heck out of the chauvinistical system that we have on this planet.
And so with that being said, Dr. Manuel, you know, boy, I tell you, we got to get ready to wrap this show. We got 10 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you, this is a lot of we're sitting back and allowing you to just go forward. Why? Because, of course, you know we got to have your back. We're going to keep these kind of conversations going on. And you know, this show is for all content. You know, we're trying to, not that we're trying, we are trying to educate our people. Why? Because, you know, when it comes to our people, like he was saying, Mandy and those of you on the network, when we start spitting this kind of information, they try to wiggle and figure out a way to get rid of you.
Right.
Because they don't want it out. But we're going to keep the airways going. We're going to keep these kind of conversations going. Why? Because, yeah, you know, I think it was Martin said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are falling for the okey-doke, man.
A lot of us are. There's a lot of hidden things when it comes to the U.S., amen. And I know we weren't able to get into it tonight, but Mr. Hepzibah, I do have a question for you when it comes to our government and when it comes to practices. Why is children, I feel like people know this, a lot of people are privy to this information, but I feel like people, they turn their backs to it because it sounds kind of far-fetched. So why is it that our young people, our children's blood is so significant when it comes to people that are in government, presidents, and people that sit in what we would consider seats of authority?
It's because of the fact that they've already been contaminated. Yeah, when you go back into the word again, about one of the major hieroglyphics that's in the Bible that people don't understand, let me give you a hieroglyphic. The great whore that stands before the many waters, that great whore high consummate with the horns on her head and her name written in her head, which is liberty, which is a lie, and the cup in her hand, which represents the holding of the blood of all the saints that this country has killed and murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And that standing in front of many waters is that statue that's standing right in front of on the coast of New York City. That's why I keep telling you that whole coastline is getting ready to be under the water.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people don't understand when they're looking at these different types of messages in the Bible. You have to understand your bloodline runs all the way back to the very beginning of time with God, Garden of Eden, and this is why they don't want you to know anything about your blood type. They have been programmed and conned. The whole world has been conned and been fooled except the very elect. That's why these young people, are lost. They don't have anything to grasp on, and they're money hungry. If you have a feather that you put on that justice stand, put a feather on one cup. And anything you put on the other cup, what do you think a feather would weigh on that weighing cup the justice holds up? Put anything on it, your property, your loved ones, your wife, your children, your hopes, your dreams. And if anything outweighs that feather, that becomes your God. These people are materialists, and we have been taught criminality. If you don't steal or lie or kill or murder, you can't get ahead. That's why our people steal drugs, and do criminality. That's how the white man got everything, by killing, lying, and murder. We see him doing that. That's why our generation does that. It's not because we're evil. We don't have any kind of goal of people to watch. We don't have any role models to watch. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're doing that.
Well, sir, I tell you, we got to wrap this show up. It's so much. We can go on and on and on, but we got several minutes before we wrap it up. We want to appreciate you, Dr. Manuel, for coming back. We want to appreciate you for being courageous and bold enough to come and share with us and our listeners all around the globe and the network. And surprising, you know, I don't want to over exaggerate, but we got great feedback on the first show, and I'm quite sure we're going to get great feedback on this show. Why? Because there's a lot of people hungry for knowledge. There's a lot of people hungry because they want to be free, and they don't, the reason why they can't be free because they don't know who they are. You know, when you don't know who you are, you don't know whose you are. So you'll listen to any wind in any way. But we want to thank you for stopping by the E-Man After Show, and, I have a lot of more great shows lined it up on down through the year that we bring in advocates on. And I think on the last show, you said you was inspired to get your TV show back up. How is that looking? Are you coming back with your TV show anytime soon? And when are you coming back with it?
Well, I have having little remarks about it because I'm not. See, what's happening to me right now, the most dangerous thing that's ever happened to us was denying us education. So that's what's important to me right now.
Okay.
I'm working on getting my education for myself. I'm not interested in saving the world. I'm interested first saving myself and next of my children and then my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I'm not going to fall off into that. See, my name is not Martin. My name is not Malcolm. God, if you have crashed on the plane and got a baby, put the mask of air and oxygen on yourself first and not the baby, because if you die, the baby going to automatically die. You got to learn how to take care of yourself first. So I've done the television shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that important to me. I thought about it. I've been invited, and even some of the people at school have asked me to do it through the school.
Right, right.
But I'm going to talk to the ones that's hungry and thirsty, and whatever God has for me, I want to do it. Robin Ashley told me that he's going to try to get it on the airways, but I'm still, and I'm not your wife about it. I haven't gotten my good answer about that yet. So your show is good enough for me right now.
Well, you know, one thing I recognize, you know, if it's for it to get out, can't nobody stop it anyway. And, you know, we just offer platforms. And so if he allowed you to come, creator allowed you to come through this platform, I don't have no problem with it. You know, at the end of the day, it's your story, it's your truth, and we want you to live in it. We want you to walk in it. And those of us that's looking for justice, those of us that want justice, those of us that's fighting for justice, we stand, you know, back to back with you, understanding what you are doing, because I understand both conversations. You know, I'm not lost in none of the conversation. I understand it. And but you stay on the wall, soldier. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got to keep on fighting for what's yours, and somebody else may be in another fight. You know, I would just tell you not to give up. But, sir, this has been a great disruptive conversation. We're going to have plenty more of them. We'll invite you back on down, you know, in for the years out, you know, get you guys to come around the dumb. Y'all, you think Dr. Manuel got some conversation, Mandy? Yeah, well, you're a man already. I took man around, brother. She'd be like, geez. Why? Because, you know, if my people who are called by my name, and a lot of black people been called by his name, you know, and we want to try to really get our story out and get our truth out. And so, sir, thank you for tonight. We want to appreciate you. This wrapped up this disruptive conversation with you. We have enjoyed it. We have been enlightened. You know, yeah. There's certain stuff that I know Dr. Amanda, she's going to go back and I already know she's going to go back and check your research and do some stuff. And, man, we'll be calling you and keeping up with your story. Thank you for your daughter. Thank your daughter for standing, you know, standing on the wall with you and those that support you, you know, because I think it takes a support system, you know, when you're dealing with this type of stuff. A lot of people go sit in the corner, but it takes a strong support system. And I'm hearing you talking about your lineage, your kids and your family, those that believe in your truth and understand what you're doing. They're standing there and fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we appreciate you tonight, sir.
We do.
Appreciate
you
coming
back.
But
thank you very much for inviting me. You haven't heard nothing from them girls. All of them managed with the high education now. And I've got the grandkids that's really on fire as well.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll get a chance to meet them in person. You know, we running these shows and we going. We ain't stopped since we got married. I think I added too much work, you know, but it's all good. You know, we enjoying it, and so
we are.
We want to thank you, Dr. Manuel, and
to those
of you that logged in on to E-Man After Show on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We have another great show for you on next Sunday night. Listen, you don't want to miss next Sunday night show. It's going to be off the chain. And so it's the E-Man After Show. Once again, it's shameless plug. The E-Man After Show and the Mandy the Mentor Show is going to another network.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be broadcasting, as we broadcast Dr. Manuel on this network, it'll be live starting in September on another great network. So we got networks that want our shows, and the Amanda the Mentor and the E-Man After Show will be on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network starting September the 27th, I believe. So you'll be able to call in over there and listen to the E-Man After Show. And We Talk Radio, Free of Bill Sigmund is going over there just as well. And the Amanda the Mentor. So we just excited by what all, because we're going to try to bring a lot of this great information to this network, to this airways that you're talking about, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got to wrap up tonight. Thank you, sir, for all that you do. And
thank you.
Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Okay, thank both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you my E-Man thoughts for tonight. We're going to wrap this show up, Mandy.
Yes.
My simple thought is, don't believe what people say. Watch what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple. Don't believe what people say. Watch what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been our show for tonight. And so, ladies and gentlemen, come back next Sunday night and join us for the E-Man After Show. We have another great show. You don't want to miss this show next Sunday night. Until then, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Wake up, wake up. You've got the power.
My people in the East, yo, you got the wisdom. Midwest, 30 South, yo, you got the scandal. All my homies in the West, yo, you got the wisdom.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.